Blog Talk Radio.
Infection. I'll be your host tonight on Inside Down. I'll be along with my partner, Will McElhatton, and we'll be discussing many topics, including three shortstops on atop the latest mock draft, switch pitching Vendetti coming up to A's, Reds prospect Moscot debuts tonight, five best draft decisions of all time, Hamels would elevate Astros, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or touch him at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And on this day in baseball history,
we need to go over our what happened yesterday at our game.
Okay.
So I'll go first.
Okay.
While I was pitching, I faced Benson twice. First at bat, popped out, but reached safely off an error, so that's 0 for 1. And then the second at bat, grounded out to the shortstop.
It's 500 OVP.
It still goes as 0 for 2. All right.
When I was pitching, I got him down the count 0-2, and then a fairly new catcher was catching for me, and he decided to put a fastball belt high on an 0-2 count, which I didn't think was very wise, and he line drived it to the gap in between right field and center.
Owen Benson is a veteran pitcher, should know that, and shake off the catcher.
Well, the catcher wasn't given anything except fastballs. If I shook him off, you... Okay.
So, all right. Yeah, go.
And then to recap, further on, I guess I was 1 for 4. Yeah, 1 for 4. And Will was...
3 for 4.
Okay. But... I had a 500% on base percentage because of that error. And, yeah, so that's basically just to recap the game. Will's team won, so, I mean, they probably shouldn't have, but our fielding was really, really bad that game. And also, Bateman, Edwards, he was running home when he shouldn't be. All right, it looks like Will has just dropped from us. But let's go to on this day in baseball history. In 1977, in Old Timers Day, the Dodgers retired former manager Walter Alston's uniform, number 24. Smokey compiles a 2,040-1,613 record, along with 7 pennants that results in 4 World Series championships during his 23 years in the dugout. And it looks like Will is back with us. Will, you're on.
Yeah, this happened to you. Did you hang it up or something?
No, I'm not, but currently right now, Blog Talk Radio's engineers are working on a solution for the audio file issue, and it might be that, but I haven't hanged up on you.
Okay.
All right, so that was John the Stay in Baseball History. And again, Will's team won, but, I mean, come playoff time, I think, if we play, we'll beat them. All right, fans, it's now time for the baseball joke of the day. So comedian Rich Hall said he figured out why Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame. Pete was probably sitting in some barn and told this guy he wouldn't make the Hall of Fame. That's crazy, the guy replies. Of course you can get in. Look at all the records you set. Pete replies, bet you $1 million I don't get elected. That's the baseball joke of the day. And now, Will, it's time for your clues for the random player. Fans, you can call in at 516-666-9990 or touch him at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your guesses. And Will, so he's a right fielder for the Padres. He was born in Norfolk, Virginia. Right now he's age 27. He's played for the Diamondbacks, Braves, and Padres since 2007, and he's been number 10 with both the Padres and the Diamondbacks.
Justin Upton.
That is correct, fans. You can tune in tomorrow with your guesses from the random player of the day. My bad. You can tune Monday for your guests for the random part of the day. Always get mixed up with that on Friday. All right, so today, the All-Star Game debate features my Jock Peterson, who is on fire right now. He's homered in his last five games. And personally, right now, he's doing better than Chris Bryant, which was predicted.
I don't know about that, Benson. Give him some time. Give him some time. He's still young. Very, very young.
Okay. So, I mean, automatically, pretty much everybody knows who I'm going to pick right now. I mean, my obvious, if you've tuned in to the past shows that we've done, is I think Peterson's going to get the edge over Upton. But, again, you could prove me wrong, and I could prove myself wrong eventually when I'm digging into the statistics anymore. But I think both outfielders are definitely worthy of making the National League All-Star team. It's going to be interesting to see if somebody can prove me wrong that Jock Peterson is not a better player than Justin Upton.
Wait, what did you just say there? Who's better than who?
Jock Peterson's better than Justin Upton.
Justin Upton's actually better than Jock Peterson. I mean, he's been around decent more years than he, and I just think he's even showing it this year and has shown it before that he's one of the dynamic hitters of the league.
But in the All-Star Game debate, I mean, personally, if I was a fan, I'd rather see fresh new blood like Jock Peterson, who's taken the league by storm and leading the number two National League team, Dodgers, rather than Justin Upton, who is doing a pretty good job in San Diego, but has been there before. I mean, I personally would rather see Jock Peterson, and I personally like Jock Peterson a lot better. But just before we get started, I'm just going to give a quick brief. So we'll be doing mostly daily All-Star Game debates, and the voting ends on July 2nd. We will be frequently pitting one player against another and having Will or I make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments could spark a new debate for us to tackle. So let us know what you think. All right, so Justin Upton is the Padres' new left fielder. I mean, he's the most deserving all-star on the Padres, it looks like, right now. I mean, there are teams struggling to meet inflated expectations after a winter of bold maneuvering by new general manager A.J. Prower. So what we see here that's going on with the Padres, I'm just going to start with their inflated expectations. When they got Justin Upton, Craig Kimbrell, Will Myers, and a lot of the players, fantastic players that they did get, I mean, they were expected to win the division at least and then go on and win the World Series. I mean, that's probably what the Padres fans think. But when I see this, I sort of have to think back to the blockbuster trade between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Miami Marlins. When the Marlins dumped all their talent and gave it to the Blue Jays, and everybody thought the Blue Jays were going to win the World Series and their division. Did that happen? No, it did not. So, it's sort of going along the trend of the Padres are doing. But they are doing pretty good this year. I mean, they've been in contention all year for that wild card. And, I mean, as long as they stay right here, even though they had inflated expectations with their new GM, A.J. Prower, if they still have a decent chance to make the playoffs. And, I mean, that's all I really want as the San Diego Padres fans. So even though it sort of reminds me of the Toronto Blue Jays Miami Marlins trade, it doesn't completely because the Padres are doing significantly better than the Blue Jays did do in that year when they acquired all the talent from the Mets. I mean, Marlins.
Yeah, I mean, also you have to think of the season that looked like the Los Angeles Angels were going to just be like extremely amazing. I mean, they had all these great players, and they didn't even make it to the playoffs that year. And it just shows, as San Diego was probably the most busy team in the offseason this year, that really might not dwell out until several years down the road. And this just be their first season where they have to just get all the jitters out and before they can really have some good.
But if we're going to base this, I mean, just a quick thing. I mean, probably the most deserving also in the Padres is by far, I think, Justin Upton. I mean, they do have other good players, but, I mean, Justin Upton by far is their star. I mean, he's been a star everywhere he goes with the Diamondbacks and the Braves and now the Padres, and here we see him doing it again. I mean, in tough hitters ballpark, and he is doing pretty good at hitting. But, I mean, overall, I just think he's by far the most deserving all-star on the Padres. Well, what do you think about that? Our team says Will has dropped from us again. It is a little bit of technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio has, their engineers are working on a solution for this issue. So please bear with us here. I will continue the All-Star Game debate until Will rejoins us. So The question of the day is whether Upton or Dodgers rookie wonder Jock Peterson is more qualified to start for the National League in the 2015 Major League All-Star Game on July 14th in Cincinnati. Based on first-half performances, a strong case can be made for Peterson and Upton joining National star Bryce Harper in the starting National League outfield. As good as Upton has been this season and for the seven that preceded it with the D-backs and Braves, Peterson's performance is simply impossible to overlook, giving him the edge. If not for the nightly highlights generated by Harper, Peterson might be the league's most talked-about talent. And it seems like Will is back with us. And, I mean, Upton, we're just going to go a little bit with Jock Peterson. I mean, I think he should be the league's most talked-about talent because he's just that good and that electrifying to fans, and he can just make everybody in the stadium stand up and, I mean, remember him for years and years to come because of what he's done. And if you saw his home run in Colorado last night, I mean, it was a no-doubt right off the bat. The fans just said, I mean, my bad, the play-by-play commentator for the Rockies who he was playing just said goodbye to that because immediately, because it was off the bat, a shot. He is electrifying, and that's why, as I said earlier in the previous shows, that he is a better player than Chris Bryant. And I think he should be the most talked-about talent in Major League Baseball because he's just that good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jock Peterson has really made a splash this year, but, I mean, the most talked-about player in baseball, that's a pretty bold statement for a rookie who has only played a couple months in the big leagues. I mean, we can see this guy just totally take a nosedive out of the leaderboards in a matter of days. I mean, it's just such an unpredictable game that I think it's really to be really hard to be calling people guys most talked about.
I mean, when you say the most talked about talent, the reason why I think he should be is because that rookie like Yasiel Puig was on the Dodgers who had the most money in baseball. So that's the reason why I think he should be the most talked about talent because of all those factors. And he's also a great player, not to mention that. But, I mean, for all those three factors, I mean, he should be the most talked about talent in the league. But, I mean, obviously Bryce Harper is because of what he's doing with the Nationals because he's just that good. But I personally think Jock Peterson should be because of all the factors that go into, you know, who we talk about most on this show. Our team's Will has dropped us again. Again, these are technical difficulties that our engineers are working on on a solution for. So please bear with us. All right. I mean, Peterson is fresh and new. In that sense, Jock has replaced teammate Yasiel Puig, who is making strides toward coming back from hamstring issues. An eruption of home runs has Peterson among the league leaders with 17, which included the stretch of five consecutive games with a homer that ended Thursday night. His slash line of 266, 390, 603 is comparable to that of Upton, who checks in at 300, 362, 525. Peterson at 993 trails only Harper and OPS among NL outfielders, while Upton's 887 is good for fourth. The Dodgers' Andre Ethier is at third at 897. With Matt Kemp scuffling, Upton has been the focal point of the Padres' offense with 12 homers and 37 RBIs, stealing 11 bases without getting caught. His WAR is measured at 1.9 by Baseball Reference and 1.5 by Fangraphs.com, tying in with Derek Norris for the team lead. Peterson with an edge defensively over Upton draws a 2.6 WAR from Baseball Reference and a 2.8 WAR by Fangraphs, highest among all players on a star-laden Dodgers club. Peterson, who opened the season batting 8th, has driven in 32 runs and scored 34, one fewer than Upton. Taking the team's performance into account is another plus for Peterson in this discussion. The Dodgers lead the NL West with the Padres in third place at 27-28. A left-handed hitting leadoff man, Peterson doesn't fit the stereotype of the slap-hitting singles hitter. He's locked and loaded for every delivery, bringing uncommon discipline to the plate for a young athlete at 23 years old. In that regard, he most resembles reigning American League Most Valuable Player Mike Trout, who dazzles down Interstate 5 for the Angels. All right, and it appears that Will is back with us. Again, our engineers are working on the solution for this issue, so please bear with us. And personally, Will, I just think Jock Peterson and Mike Trout, I mean, are pretty much even where they stand right now. But, I mean, I know you're going to say that he's young. But, I mean, he dazzles as much as Jock Peterson, I mean, as Mike Trout when he was his age. So, when you compare the two, they're equal when Mike Trout was a rookie, and Jock Peterson is a rookie. I mean, he has 17 home runs already, and that's among the league leaders, and he's only 23 years old, and he's batting leadoff, and he's among the league in RBIs. So, I mean, he's done a lot of things good so far, and that's why I can put him in the same breath easily with Mike Trout. All right, it looks like Will has dropped again. Again, our engineers are working on a solution for this issue. But, I mean, please, again, bear with us. All right, we're going to have to go to break, but when we do come back, Will, if he comes back, and I will give our answers for the All-Star Game debate, and we will also be going into the latest mock draft. Now, three shortstops atop that list. All right, please stay tuned in.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. Knew. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
No, I mean, doesn't appear Will has rejoined us yet, but I have to give my choice for the All-Star Game debate, Justin Upton or Jock Peterson. And fans, I mean, you guys obviously know Jock Peterson is my guy, and he'll always be my guy. And I mean, it's pretty much gonna be that way for a long time. So get used to me being in love with Jock Peterson. All right, now it's time to get to how three shortstops land atop the latest mock draft. Swanson, Bregman, Rogers project to be top three selections on Monday. Heading into the final weekend before the draft starts, the biggest wild card, at least among fully healthy players, is Daz Cameron. Several teams have been told that the Eagles landing Christian Academy offered as a price tag of $5 million, and it's unclear whether that's a firm number or might pay it. Only the first four picks come with an assigned bonus pool value of $5 million or more. In the mock draft we're about to go into, we played straight out of the Rangers selecting Cameron at number four. If Texas does pass on the son of former All-Star Mike Cameron, the Ashes would have the easiest time fitting him into their budget. He has by far the largest bonus pool at $17,289,200, thanks to the highest pair of first-round picks ever at numbers 2 and 5, not to mention a supplemental first-rounder number 37 and early second-rounder number 46. If the Ashes believe Cameron might fall dramatically, they could gamble and potentially wind up with three of the first six players on MLBPipeline.com's Draft Top 200. They could take Louisiana State shortstop Alex Bregman at number two, grab a college pitcher such as Vanderbilt right-hander Carson Fulmer at number five, and land Cameron at number 37. Houston could spend $15 million on those three players and more than $3 million in the second through 10th rounds without exceeding its pool by more than 5% and triggering the loss of a future first-round choice. For the third straight mock draft, MLB Pipeline projects that the D-backs will take Vanderbilt shortstop Dansby Swanson with the number one overall pick. So, again, you can listen to the previous shows to check out. We did one on May 29th, May 21st, and May 12th for the latest mock drafts. You can check out all those, and I advise you to do so. So the 2015 draft will take place from Monday through Wednesday, beginning with a draft preview show on MLB.com and MLB Network on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Live draft coverage from MLB Network Studio 42 begins at 7 p.m., with the top 75 picks being streamed on MLB.com and broadcast on MLB Network. MLB.com's exclusive coverage of Day 2 begins with a live draft show at 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, with exclusive coverage of Day 3 beginning at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. MLB.com's coverage includes Draft Central, the top 200 draft prospects list, and Draft Tracker, a live interactive application that includes a searchable database of over 1,700 draft eligible players. Every selection will be tweeted live from at MLB Draft Tracker, and you can also keep up to date by following at MLB Draft and get into the draft conversation by tagging your tweets with hashtag MLB Draft. Club signing bonus pools and the draft rules can be found in a later episode that we'll be doing on Monday. All right, fans, we're going to go to the 7-minute search. But when we do come back, it'll be time for Say Something and Closing Statements. So please, stay tuned in. You do not want to miss it. All right, it's time for Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Back at Inside MLB, and it's time for Say Something. And if I had to say something about the show, is where will Daz Cameron go on Monday? I mean, I said it's probably going to make most sense for him to go number 5, or he could possibly go number 37 of the Astros. But the Astros are most logically where he's going to go. And, I mean, I think he's going to go in the first round to either them, or he's going to fall to a second-round pick to the early second round. But nobody can really afford him because a $5 million signing bonus is a lot for the budget that they have, but the Astros with the $17 million budget, I mean, they can afford him, and they have number 2 and 5, so, I mean, they're in a great position going into Monday, and they're obviously a great team right now. So, I mean, if you're an Astros fan, you have to be pumped up. All right, I'd like to thank Jason Sensor, Will Gano for helping us with planning and production of Inside MLB, along with MLB.com and assistance with statistics used tonight on Inside MLB. You can tune in Monday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the newest edition. Fans, thank you for tuning in. You can follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Fector. My co-host, who is in and out today, is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with questions or insight. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on Monday for the Draft Preview Show, and everybody is super excited about it, including Will, and I wish he was just here to tell you his excitement level for the MLB draft, and it's going to be amazing. Who will the Diamondbacks take? I think it'll be Dansby Swanson, but I could be proven wrong. All right, have a fantastic weekend.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all.